This is Jamie from Still My Art Games, and in this week's Sunday sit-down video, in which I am standing up for some reason, I am talking about something a little special because today I'm going to share the top 10 games of Shannon. You probably haven't heard me mention that name very often. Shannon is our manufacturing project manager. He works at Panda. He's from Canada. He's a wonderful guy. I've gotten to meet him several times, and we correspond multiple times a day about our various games and products that we have in production with Panda. And Shannon's birthday was this week, and so I thought it would be great to feature his top 10 favorite games, and it goes along the line of these recent videos I've been doing about people who have a very, very strong connection to Stonemaier Games, the types of games they like. Shannon is not involved at all in the process of selecting games that we publish. He is just there on the production and manufacturing side, so I want to make that clear up front. Also up front, Shannon didn't include any Stonemaier games on this list intentionally. I don't know if they actually would have made the top 10, but he did want me to share up front that he is a big fan of Scythe, Viticulture, Charterstone, and Tapestry in particular among our games. He also had some honorable mentions, which are Power Grid, Antiquity, Tigris and Euphrates, Ganshan Clever, Doppelt So Clever, Orleon, One Deck Dungeon, Pandemic Legacy Season 2, Twilight Imperium, 4th Edition, Clinic Deluxe Edition, Twilight Struggle, and Caverna. So those were close to making this top 10. Also, before I jump into the top 10, Shannon does have some thoughts here that I'm going to share, but I want to clarify that Shannon did not rank these games. So to choose the order of them, I decided to rank them in the order that I like these games, but the rankings are entirely my own. Shannon did not rank them. He just compiled a top 10 of games that he really loves. So let me start with two games that I haven't played at all, and so we'll have to just get Shannon's impressions of them. One is Lords of Xidit, X-I-D-I-T. In Lords of Xidit, Shannon says that it is his favorite pick-up-and-deliver game. He says it plays differently with lower and higher counts, as manipulating the bot player's tracks in the three-player game can be hugely strategic. Yeah, I haven't played this. I need to. I think the art is beautiful. I think it's in the Seasons like universe or world of games. And I'm pretty sure it has a pretty cool end game mechanism too, where maybe like you can only score your lowest category, something like that. Also similar to Tigris and Euphrates, which Shannon mentioned earlier. So maybe he likes that mechanism. So I put that at number 10, just to have a number 10 on here. And also number 9, Pax Pamir, which I put at number 9. I haven't played it, but I'm slightly more interested in playing it than Lords of Xidit, because I can pronounce the name. Pax Pamir 2nd Edition, Shannon says it is his favorite of the Pax games and the most beautiful one too. He says there's great tension as you wait for those scoring cards to come into the market. I've seen this on the table. Some friends have it. I need to really definitely play that when this pandemic lets us meet with people and game in person again. So let's get to the games that I've played. Again, these are my rankings, not Shannon's. He has simply given me a top 10 games that he loves, unranked. But my number 8 favorite among the games that he mentioned is Through the Ages. Shannon says this about Through the Ages. For a game on the longer side of playtime, this one has gotten to the table over 50 times in the last decade. He says, I love games with tons of micromanagement. This doesn't appeal to all people, but I love pushing a bunch of bits around. I've played most of my games with 2 players, which is great, but with 3 players, those packs and wars mean more. He says it's too long with 4 players. And I've heard that a lot myself. My only play of it was with 2 players. I'd like to play it with 3. Maybe have a longer game day to make that happen, because I think it would take a few hours. But I also need to try it on the app. I've heard the app is fantastic. My number 7 favorite game among Shannon's top 10 favorite games is Brass. Shannon has played a bunch of the different versions of Brass, the originals, the new, Lancashire, and Birmingham. And he says, I played the original Brass a lot and actually prefer the old board and components. He says, that being said, I really like the changes made in Brass Birmingham, which I probably prefer to Lancashire. I got the Brass Birmingham Kickstarter, and you can kind of see the photo in the main photo of this main image for this video. And it's a beautiful production. I love the idea that you're essentially playing 2 games or 2 eras that feel very much like 2 separate eras. And I love the positive player interaction in the game as well. So that's number 7, Brass. My number six out of Shannon's favorite games is Everdell, which is a game that I've admittedly only played once. I really need to play this again, but I don't have a copy. I don't know if I have any friends who have a copy either. But here's what Shannon says about Everdell. He says it's his current favorite to play with his wife. Lots of cards, beautiful art and world, fun card combos. Yeah, lots of cool card combos in Everdell. I can see how people would go very deep into the game. And I think I've actually heard it compared to Wingspan a little bit in terms of the number of different combinations and the order of operations, how much that matters in the game. My number five out of Shannon's top 10 is Paladins of the West Kingdom. I do have a copy of this, but a friend has it right now. He says, none of these games I actually have copies of. Shannon says, I like how everyone has their own player boards with worker actions that you improve over the course of the game. I also like deciding which paladin to use this round, which to possibly use next round, and which to not think about at this moment. Yeah, that's a fun little decision to make every round. Like, which card are you keeping? Which one are you putting on top of your deck? And which one are you putting on the bottom of the deck? Possibly or maybe definitely never to see again. That's a fun little mechanism at the beginning of each round. I think that was my favorite mechanism on the video that I made about this game. That's number five. My number four favorite game, and this is actually very close, Blood Rage and Paladins. That was a very close toss-up for number five and number four. But Blood Rage, here's what Shannon says about Blood Rage. The card drafting is fantastic. I always want to keep every card, but of course you can't. It's always a tense game, and I appreciate the multiple ways to score points. You can win a game by intentionally losing battles. And that in itself is awesome. The Loki mechanism in Blood Rage, where you can throw a battle and actually benefit from it more than the person who won. That's incredible. But I also love the drafting and how it's tied to combat. It makes Blood Rage one of my favorite combat games. Blood Rage is actually a game where I struggle to remember the exact nitty-gritty of how to do a combat, but I love the open information that you're passing around every round, how you can see, hey, I just passed this super powerful card to the player on my left. Do I want to attack that player during this round? Because I know I gave them this card. Do I know if they kept it or not? But I love that there's some information there in the drafting. Great game, Blood Rage. That's my number four out of Shannon's top 10. My number three out of Shannon's top 10 is Root. Here's what Shannon says about Root. He says, I love this game, and my group will often play two games in a row, switching factions. I love the asymmetry. I can see why they'd want to try multiple factions in the same game. I love the asymmetry in it. One of them actually came up as a great example in a recent video. Gerald brought this up in my video about a VR game, actually, a game called Box VR, in which I was talking about streaks in the game, how it can be satisfying to get a streak and an unbroken streak. And one of the factions in Root, he mentioned the blue faction, I think the Eerie, the birds, they have that exact mechanism. They have a streaking mechanism where you're lining up these turns where every turn you're playing a card and not refreshing, and that can be really satisfying. And that's just one faction of the game. That's a whole game in itself right there, but that's just one faction. Root, awesome game, my number three out of Shannon's top 10. My number two out of Shannon's top 10 is Terraforming Mars. Shannon says, so many cards and combos to try. Sounds like Shannon really loves combos. He says, the interactions on the board only make this game more interactive, although I really have no problem with multiplayer solitaire. And I can actually really relate to that. I love games where I have my own little puzzle to figure out. While there are plenty of interactions on the board in Terraforming Mars, I do love the little puzzle that I have on my little economic mat and the increase in benefits throughout the game. You start out feeling somewhat powerful in the game, and then you get to feel more and more powerful as that income grows throughout the game. So yeah, Terraforming Mars, my number two out of Shannon's top 10. As for number one, again, this is my number one. It was just on Shannon's list. And he says, and this is Russian Railroads. This is actually one of my favorite games that I've been playing lately because it's available on Board Game Arena. It's a great game to play on Board Game Arena. Shannon says, Russian Railroads, his current favorite worker placement game. He says, I'm really horrible at it, but I am determined to figure it out. I might have to figure out a way to get Shannon to join me for a game on Board Game Arena of Russian Railroads sometime soon. I actually had my best game ever very recently on there where everything kind of lined up really, really well in the game. But I love the game. I love the engine building. I love that you're starting out in the beginning of the first round. You might only end up with 4 or 5 points. In the final round, you might get 200 points. It elevates and ramps up. There's so much progression in the game, and it just feels so good to get more and more points throughout the game. And the worker placement itself is awesome. It isn't It's a fantastic way to have some pleasant interaction with other players without really trying to hurt anyone in general. So, Russian Railroads, my number one out of Shannon's top 10. I'd love to hear your thoughts on these games. If you have any of these games on your top 10 list, if you have any suggestions, having heard these games or any thoughts about them, I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Thanks.